Disney's latest movie, Moana, tells the story of a young girl living on an island in the South Pacific. She is the daughter of the chief, which means she's supposed to lead her people and stay on the island, but she finds herself drawn to the sea. When coconuts start rotting and fish start dying, she sets out to save herself by finding a demigod named Maui. Auli'i Cravalho plays Moana, and she is with us in the studio. Welcome.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
And John Musker is one of the directors of the film, and he's here too. Welcome to you.
Yes, thank you, Kelly.
So, Auli'i, the character Moana is a teenager like you. She's strong-willed. She's adventurous, mm-hmm. of course. And she stands up to this demigod that she goes looking for and finds. His name is Maui. He's played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I want to just hear an exchange between the two of them.
Maui, shapeshifter, demigod of the wind and sea, I am Moana.
Hero of men.
What?
It's actually Maui, shapeshifter, demigod of the wind and sea, hero of men. I interrupted from the top. Hero of men. Go.
She, of course, then proceeds to hit him with a paddle. Is that something you liked about her, is that she's, you know,
oh, absolutely.
Strong?
Yes. Moana is definitely the heroine of her own story. And I absolutely love my character. She's strong, determined, kind, and really selfless for her people, of whom she goes across the ocean to save.
And John, you've worked on a lot of Disney films that kids have grown up with. I mean, The Little Mermaid, Aladdin, Hercules, more recently The Princess and the Frog. Why did you want to do a character from the South Pacific?
5 years ago, my partner and I, Ron Clements, who is not here at the moment, but we write and direct as a team. We did all those films together. And we were looking for a new film. And I had always been intrigued by the Pacific Islands, having read novels by people like, you know, Joseph Conrad and Herman Melville. These, of course, are Westerners' points of view of the Pacific Islands. But it led me to read Polynesian mythology, which I had never read. And I discovered what a rich vein of storytelling it was. In particular, this character of Maui, this demigod. He was known throughout the Pacific Islands, and he was a shapeshifter. He had a mighty magical fishhook with which he could pull up islands.
Right.
And he had tattoos. And I was like, this figure is made. He's ripe for animation. So we were forced, I tell you, to go to Tahiti and to Fiji and to Samoa
poor
and to
thing.
Moraya and to Wahine.
Stop me. It was a terrible year.
It was a terribly tough job, but we took it on.
When I first watched the film, you know, I see this character, this Maui, and now I know, you know, this isn't something that we made up Disney style. I mean, this is a real legend to many people. And the way we're introduced to him is through a song. I want to listen to a little clip of that.
Hey, what has two thumbs and pulled up the sky? When you were waddling yay high, this guy. When the nights got cold, who stole you fire from down below? Look at him, yo.
It's so funny. He's like, I did all this stuff for you. You're welcome, which is, of course, like a 2016 version of, like, a demigod telling you his story. Auli'i, you're Hawaiian. Did you grow up knowing about Maui?
Yes, absolutely. I grew up with his mythology and those stories of him literally pulling islands out of the sea and slowing down the sun. Those were my bedtime stories. Uh-huh. And it was really interesting being able to see those and to hear those in this story because, I mean, I know them, but the fact that the directors and the story team took that time to really find something true to my culture like that, that was incredible to me.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, tell us, like, John, tell us what story you wanted to tell here, not just the story of these two characters, but like, what was the narrative you wanted to
tell?
Well,
there's various things. One of the themes of the movie is identity. It's about really finding out who you are, and there is no romance in this movie, really. It's a coming-of-age story, a hero's journey for this young girl, and in a way, she's kind of finding that within herself, and she's sort of reawakening the culture.
Right, and so it's this culture that's been sort of on the island for a long time, but they used to be a voyaging
culture. They used to be a voyaging society, which is based on the real fact. For thousands of years, there were great voyagers, and then there's a thousand-year pause where they didn't voyage. And so we thought we created this kind of fictional reason, this sort of fantasy reason, why they stopped and then why they started up again.
Was there a danger in, you know, combining too many island cultures into one? I mean, there's been a little criticism of that.
Well, we had an oceanic story trust. When we went to the islands, we met a great deal of anthropologists and linguists and choreographers and cultural ambassadors. And their advice to us was actually it's best that you don't fix it to a certain place. It isn't exactly Samoa. It isn't exactly New Zealand. It isn't exactly Tahiti. That will give you more license to kind of combine these things. And it's sort of pan-Pacific in a way. It really sort of marries these different cultures. So we deliberately want it to be kind of inclusive of the Pacific.
Yeah, I mean, but I guess I want to ask, though, You know, is it dangerous sometimes to romanticize a sort of island way of life, you know, the perfect paradise from a time
long ago? Although, actually, I would disagree with you a little bit on that, that it really it isn't a perfect paradise. I mean, there's trouble in paradise in our movie. There's a there's an issue. There's an imbalance between man and nature at the start of the film. And really, it deals with sustainability, and you've got to give back. And that's a sub-message of the movie. We heard a phrase when we were in the South Pacific, you don't own the land owns you. And I think, you know, we sort of took that to heart. So I think I don't agree with your premise.
The influence of family is a really central theme in the film. Moana's parents have these expectations of her. Her grandmother, of course, is really close to her, plays this really big role in her life. Moana goes to her for advice. We're going to listen to a clip of that really quick, too.
Why are you acting weird?
I'm the village crazy lady. That's my job.
If there's something you want to tell me, just tell me. Is there something you want to tell me?
Is there something you want to hear?
And you mentioned this before, but these are characters who don't have love interests.
Correct.
Yeah. Moana is on her own quest. Maui is on his quest. And it feels like it's sending a different message about getting love from places that you don't expect them. Is that fair?
I think that's really important. And the main theme of Moana is the journey that she goes on. And I think that's something that everyone can relate to, perhaps not journeying 100 miles across the open ocean, but the journey of finding herself. And Maui goes on the journey just as Moana does. And they both learn from each other and they both grow in a wonderful way.
You know, Moana's not like your typical Disney character. She's a Polynesian young woman, and she's very strong and powerful. Why do you think it's important for people to see a character like that?
I think Disney films are reflective of their times. And I think in this day and age, especially, we need more heroes and heroines. And we need more empowered young people who will journey out to, yes, figure out who they are, but also just journey because that's what they want to do. And yes, she's rocking a beautiful tan. Her curly hair is blowing in the wind. And her athletic build makes her just fully ready to kick some butt. I think it's absolutely amazing. And she's a character that even I look up to as I'm going to be continuing in my junior year onto senior year. And I hope that she inspires others as she's inspired me.
That's Auli'i Carvalho, who plays Moana, and John Musker, who directed the film with Ron Clements. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thanks so much, Kelly.
Yeah, really thank you, Kelly.
It.
Thank you.
The Disney film Moana is out now.